Once upon a time, Jake was the local whiz kid who made it big. Everyone knew it. Then he got small. But not everybody back home had the latest news about Jake.
So what are you up to now, man? Come on, give me the rundown. Make me jealous.
I'm actually doing, early childhood education stuff now.
Whoa, that sounds big.
I was doing, a bunch of tech stuff, and I was like, you know what? How about I give back, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going well.
Kids.
Yeah, they're the future.
We'll see, but...
Mm-hmm. No, they are. They will be.
We'll see.
No, it's undoubted the children are the future.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, so... And my sister's pregnant, so I'm, staying at her place and just kind of helping her out a little bit. Getting my ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Having to get your ducks in a row after thinking you were on Easy Street is what you do if you are among the adult beginners. That's a premise in a new movie about people having to start over who never thought they would, who could use a few life skills. Jake moves in with his pregnant sister, played by Rose Byrne, and brother-in-law, played by Bobby Cannavale. This movie attracted director Ross Katz, he told us, because it was a story with emotional impact about grown-up siblings with plenty of laughs. Comedian Nick Kroll stars as Jake, and Kroll also wrote the script.
For me, the idea of this movie is based on being the younger brother of older siblings who have kids and feeling very much like a selfish, useless person who couldn't care for them given the opportunity. And so I think this movie sort of was cathartic in that regard.
How did you find this particular project? I mean, you guys are a really interesting combination of the dramatic and the comedic here.
Well, this is one of those things that kind of never happens in Hollywood or Indiewood or, which is an amazing script that has an amazing cast already. And what they didn't have was a director. And so Nick was a producer on the project, originated the story, came up with the idea for the story. And Rose Byrne and Bobby Cannavale were all attached and they were looking for a director. And I raised my hand when I read it and I said, the movie I made previously, which was called Taking Chance, is not funny, but I am.
Yeah.
Did you have to do something to convince him of that?
We had a great conversation and I knew that Ross could handle the dramatic lines within the story and also the character stuff and had a great visual eye. We showed the movie to Bobby Cannavale, who called me and goes, Nick, I saw Ross Katz's movie. It's f-ing hilarious. but we realized that we could meet in the middle and be collaborative in that. But he is a naturally funny guy and understood the story.
Ross, you mentioned that you raised your hand when you read the script, and you mentioned also a moment before that Indiewood. Is there an actual place called Indiewood? It's like a table at a restaurant in a corner somewhere where you raise your hand.
I feel like it's so funny because I've made a lot of independent films,
right.
And I feel like there's a whole Indiewood community. There's sort of like classes of Hollywood and Indiewood and there's a Cafe 101 in LA. It's very Indiewood.
Yeah. Indiewood. Yeah.
Being on this show is a real point of accomplishment within Indiewood.
Indiewood, yeah. Absolutely.
This is like first base in Indiewood. The takeaways.
I would say this is sloppy seconds.
Sloppy seconds. All right, great. So Rose Byrne is your sister in this film.
Yes.
And the package was like already – that was already the concept, right?
We went to her first because we needed to find my sister. And getting Rose, who was so talented both dramatically and comedically, was a real get. We got her and then I sat down with her, ironically, at the 101, Cafe 101 in L.A., had breakfast. And she said, I don't want to be weird, but I think my boyfriend would be amazing to play my husband in the movie. And I said, who's your boyfriend? She said, Bobby Cannavale. And I said, well, that's convenient because we genuinely wrote the part for him.
This is Indiewood.
Yes.
Although I have to say, Rose Byrne scares the living daylights out of me. After Bridesmaids, I mean, she's just such a powerful blow-away, laser eyes character. I mean, what kind of energy is that to work with?
She was great. I mean, she can handle it all. She really is like a real triple threat. And she just is a total team player as well as a super funny and a very talented dramatic actor.
And I was a producer before I was a director, and I worked with Rose on Marie Antoinette. And Rose was I mean, she was wearing a corset. She had 2 hours of hair and makeup. She was...
which he made me do in this film as well.
Yeah.
I never understood why.
Nick did 2 hours of hair and makeup.
And the corset was extreme, Ross.
And she was a total pro. Not only that, she's fun. She's funny. She's grounded. She just knocks it out of the park. It's like for as a director to watch her work, it's pretty effortless.
So what does this come from in your life, this premise here, adult beginners? You mentioned it a little bit, but...
I think it's a combination of things. I mean, I think, one, I have 12 nieces and nephews, and the idea that my siblings literally would rather have a 14-year-old girl watch their children than me. And so I thought that would be an interesting premise to see a guy like me having to take care of a child. But adult beginners, I think it's people of my age, I think, feel like they have the trappings of adulthood. But still feel like a child in a lot of ways, whether it's me or siblings or friends who have families and the responsibilities of adulthood and yet don't feel quite like they are adults. And so that's oftentimes how I feel, and I feel like we tried to create a bunch of characters that are flawed and childlike in a lot of ways, even though they are starting businesses, having families, have jobs, mortgages, everything that goes into modern adulthood.
So are you happy with how this all came out?
Thrilled.
Yeah.
Thrilled. Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, I have an older brother and we have trouble connecting because he lives in San Francisco. He has two kids and he's got a hectic life. He's a lawyer and we try and we text and we call but it's sort of brought home for me the importance of family
and so touching. You text and you call.
Yeah, I know.
It's really
close. Yeah. It's really tight.
Fishing, maybe. Basketball.
Yeah, no, this is the first film that I've made, and it's been well over a 3-year process. So to just complete a film, especially in Indiewood, feels like an accomplishment. We've been doing screenings of it and doing Q&As and talking to people, and the response that we get at least once a screening is like, I got to call my brother.
Right.
I got to call my sister. And there's something nice about that.
Right. And here to experience adult beginners with an audience is so great because people laugh and you really feel that in the audience. It's funny. And, you know, that's very gratifying.
Nick Kroll is the star of Adult Beginners, directed by Ross Katz. The movie is in theaters, iTunes, and on demand on April 24th.